This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Quarterback Deshaun Watson's six-game suspension is a win for the Browns. Judge Sue Robinson's ruling earlier this week fell far short of the minimum one-year suspension the NFL wanted. IdeaStream Public Media sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Browns signed Watson knowing that a suspension was likely looming, but did they kind of anticipate what this suspension might be in figuring out, is it worth it to sign him or not?
They calculated, they went through all this history of NFL suspensions. They wanted to know, can we get away with this guy with less than a year of a suspension? So who got suspended for a year? They went through all the history. Two things, either guys that faced felony criminal charges or gambling. So Watson did not fit either category. Now, this bothered me from the beginning. It bothers me now. But I'm just telling you why they decided to do what they did. Their hope was they would get him for maybe half a season, and they have him for 4+ years after that. This probably was their ideal scenario. They'll never say it. They'll always say they respected the process, blah, blah, blah. But this is what they wanted to happen.
So talk about this process, because this was a new process for dealing with this, where this former federal judge, Sue Robinson, came in and basically looked at all of the evidence.
Right. In the past, the commissioner, or the quote-unquote NFL, would do what it wanted. In the latest labor deal, the NFL and the Players Association union agreed that when there's a conduct penalty comes up, they will have a federal judge, or retired federal judge, and they agreed on this, Sue Robinson, to hear the case. Then both sides, the NFL and the Players Association, would present their case. This case went on for 3 days in front of her. There were five women initially that the NFL were going to present as witnesses. One of them disappeared. Either they didn't feel good about it or something. And then four more did speak.
And if this would have been up to the NFL itself, the NFL wanted a full year.
Plus, yeah, and then you got to reapply. They were trying to get it actually settled. Part of the reason it dragged on for almost a month after the hearing is they were hoping the two sides could settle on something, but they didn't. Really, this is your first go-around after your labor agreement where both sides could actually agree on something, which was having this former federal judge hear it.
What do you think about this ruling?
Watson's conduct to me, just reading that stuff, you know, it just churns your stomach. I still wish the Browns hadn't done this because I just think it's just so divisive.
What is something like this done to the fan base?
Well, it's been fractured, that's for sure. I mean, my emails are divided. You know, some people, he hasn't been criminally indicted. Let's play ball. Some people, it's like, even if he hasn't been criminally indicted, I've seen enough. I'm out. The Browns' feeling is, and unfortunately it probably is going to be correct, is that most of those people who say they're out will come back in if they win. Now, I will argue this, though. The standard of winning, you got to be better than Baker Mayfield was in 2020 when they went to the playoffs and won a game. I mean, this is, you know, Super Bowl or bust almost. Secondly, they are betting that Deshaun Watson does the right stuff. Now, in his contract, the Browns could not get out of it for anything that happened before he came to the team in March. But if there are more incidents after that, that massive, record-breaking $230 million contract then could be voided out or whatever. So that's in there. The judge in the ruling said future massage therapist procedures must be done at the team facilities or under observation of the team, which it should be done anyway. And it, in 99% of the cases, I think it is. That's where they're at. It'll be fascinating to watch how this plays out in the eye of the public. So I hope Watson realizes what an opportunity this is for him. This has been a story that has bothered me from the beginning. It still does, and I think I'm not the only one that feels that way. But I also know as my job is that, all right, if he's playing, I'm going to cover him. I'm going to be as fair about it as I possibly can.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.